Welcome to the Sportscast, June 17th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit us at thesportscast.net to see the latest news and where our podcasts are at. And all our podcasts are actually on there. The biggest trade this summer happened this past weekend. The New Orleans Pelicans will send a 26-year-old Anthony to Los Angeles in exchange for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks. And to join us to talk to us a little bit about that, Mr. Caleb Wardy, our NBA expert. Welcome back to the Sports Guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anthony Avis, the unibrow, they call him, the center that requested a trade right around All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend, has finally got his wish granted. Kyle, what is your thoughts about this trade?
I think it's great for both teams. Obviously, for the Pelicans, they're getting the number one pick. It's going to be Zion Williamson. I think having the opportunity to get three first-round picks, getting the Lakers' young core and Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, I think it's great for them. You have Jrue Holiday there. You're going to have Zion on Thursday. You're going to have Lonzo starting, Jrue Holiday, Brandon Ingram, Zion, and possibly Julius Randle be able to bring it back. I think it's great for their young core. They still have three first-round picks. They have 15-plus million in cap. I think it's great for them. And for the Lakers, obviously, it's a huge home run for my team. We get one of the five best players in the game. Anthony Davis, I'm going to run down some numbers. He has the third highest playoff efficiency rating, only to Michael Jordan, 27.9. LeBron James, 27.6. Anthony Davis, 27.4, and that's a minimum of 300 games. He's one of seven players since 2012 and 2013 to average 23 points and 7 rebounds. That list is LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, DeMarcus Cousins, Russell Westbrook. Last year, Anthony Davis averaged 1.12 points per paint touch, which was second in the NBA. He finished 38% on catch and shoot threes. The Lakers as a team finished 34%. He's going to help LeBron tremendously. I think it's a great win for the Lakers.
Lakers have Kuzma, which they did not trade him out. I believe Rondo is still in the picture. Do you think the Lakers need one more superstar, or do you think this is good for now?
I think the Lakers have options. Obviously, they got to fill out the roster, but I think this gives the Lakers option because there was a lot of pressure on the Lakers. Most people didn't think that they were going to land a top three in it. So I think this could clear some of the pressure on the Lakers, and I think they have options. They can either fill the roster with a bunch of guys like Danny Green, Brooke Lopez. Even I've heard bringing back a guy like D'Angelo Russell. I've heard that they can do that. They can get Danny Green. They can fill out the roster that way, or they can go for that third player, maybe a Kyrie, a Kemba. That now this gives them more flexibility.
Yeah, speaking about Kyrie is looking like he's pointing towards Brooklyn. Have you been hearing that?
Yeah, I think Kyrie is definitely the Brooklyn thing is real because last week he signed with Roc Nation. So I think agency is not always a factor in like what team you go to, but I think more and more, I think Brooklyn is definitely looking like a possibility.
Now, of course, having Danny Green might go to the Lakers. You think Kawhi Leonard is also an option?
It's tough to really read Kawhi, but I think it could definitely be an option. Seeing that it could be something like really like special going on in LA. So I think that could definitely be an option for him.
You know, one of the situations where I saw was Lonzo Ball being traded out. Do you think he missed his chance, his mark, or do you think just, hey, LeBron was in town and he just couldn't fit together?
I think because he's not a great shooter, I just think it wasn't going to work with LeBron because like, he needs the ball in his hands. So I think it wasn't going to work with LeBron. I think having the chance to play in the world, I think a lot of people think it's a win for both teams, and I think it's a win for both teams. In fact, the Pelicans, Lonzo Ball and Zion Williamson is going to be very fun to watch next year. I think that's going to be fun. You're going to have Brandon Ingram as a slasher. Josh Hart's a nice rotation piece. Drew Holiday is a good defender. And if you can bring back Randle, that's a nice team. They're going to win like 30, 35 games. But that's a nice team to watch.
Very nice team. Where do you put the Pelicans in the playoff contention next year?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs because the Western Conference is loaded. But I think they're going to be one of the fun teams to watch. And they could, you know, mess around this and beat a couple teams. They're still going to win around 30, 35 games because the Western Conference is competitive. So I don't see them in that, you know, top eight. But they can be, you know, one of those young, fun teams to watch, like a Brooklyn. But they won't make the playoffs because they're in the West.
Vegas has the Lakers going to the NBA Finals. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible, but like we seen last year, we got LeBron. Obviously, we got to fill out the roster with players that complement those skill sets. But I think it's possible because we do have two of the top five players in the game. But I still think that we have a while to go between now and July and even training camp in terms of filling out the roster.
I really do think now with the Warriors kind of hurt, wounded a little bit, I think that pushes the chances for the Lakers to potentially take the West.
No, I think it's the opportunity there for the Lakers, but like last year, I don't want to get my hopes up as a Laker fan because like what happened to us last year, I want to get my hopes up because we still got to like fill out the roster with those pieces, but I definitely think we're the favorites right now.
If you had to choose one player to join the Lakers to complete the, you know, like to complete that roster, like one big superstar, and it's realistic at the same time, who would you be?
It would be Kawhi, but I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it could happen. But I also think, like, another, like, top one, it would be, like, Kyrie, because him and LeBron and Anthony Davis, and I think we also, like, need another point guard to complement the team.
Yeah, is Rondo still around, or is he a free agent?
Rondo's a free agent, but I don't know, like, where the Lakers stand in terms of him bringing him back. I think if they bring him back, I don't think they're going to start him. I think it's going to be more of a backup role. But we'll see going forward, depending on what the Lakers do with Kemba, Kyrie, etc.
Do you think Klay Thompson can possibly go to L.A.?
I think Klay Thompson, I think I've always been under the case that Klay Thompson, especially with, recently with his father saying, I think Klay Thompson will turn back to Golden State. I think that it's going to happen.
Yeah, they're really, I think it's a very strong sentiment, of course, and we'll see what happens this summer. Obviously, we have Kevin Durant in the picture still, but he's injured, so the interest will go low, obviously. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, he has an Achilles tendon. He won't be back in a year, but will teams still deal with him? Or?
I think teams like the Knicks are going to deal with him because they're obviously they're desperate for that star. So I think teams like the Knicks are definitely going to be involved in that. But I think teams like the Knicks, and I think it also helps Golden State keep him, actually, because Kevin Durant's injured, and is he gonna, take that player option, or, you know, obviously explore and take the 4 year with the Knicks, sitting out that first year?
Quite interesting moves in the NBA, and I was hearing this morning that, you know, the Lakers had to make this move early on. Lakers, it's I can't say it's a toxic place to play, but you know, if the Lakers had to get something going, they had to do it early on.
Definitely agree.
Well, last week, NBA Finals, the Toronto Raptors defeated the Warriors in six games. The Warriors were pretty much beating up. In the third quarter, Klay Thompson tore an ACL and left the game early. And I thought that was the beginning of the end. What were your thoughts about Game 6?
I thought at Game 6, I really felt bad for Klay Thompson because he obviously tried to come back. And it was the quote of Steve Kerr, and he was telling him at the end of the third quarter, like, 2 minutes and I'll be back. And I felt like it was really sad. But, like, most dynasties end, like, very sad. And it was just really heartbroken for Klay Thompson going into free agency, obviously wanting to play. So I thought it was really, like, you know, sad for him. And, like, in terms of the game, I felt like the Raptors did a really good job. Kyle Lowry was huge. I mean, 11 points, you know, the first 11 points for Toronto, he was huge. I feel like he did a great job at setting that tone for Toronto. I feel like, you know, Toronto's defense is great, and they won their first championship in 24 years, and it's great for them.
Yeah, pretty exciting for the Raptors. I think, you know, the Raptors were healthy. The Warriors were just, you know, beaten up by the time they get to the finals. You know, after going into the finals for 5 years straight. And, you know, I was talking to a few friends, you know, Steph Curry isn't Michael Jordan.
Yeah, definitely agree. I saw a stat about Steph Curry. In the last 20 seconds, go-ahead field goals of a playoff game, in the last 20 seasons, Steph Curry's 0-8, Russell Westbrook 0-7, and Zach Randall is 0-4.
How would you rank Kawhi Leonard in, like, the best players right now in the world?
I think he's definitely top three. He's obviously ended two dynasties. I was running some numbers by on SportsCenter. Two times Finals champion, two times Finals MVP, two times Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he's putting up some pretty impressive numbers. He's one of three players to win the Finals MVP on two different teams. You know, and I thought, like, that's obviously, and he's ended two dynasties. So to think about that, and to think about, you know, the load management. A lot of people are making a big deal about the load management. I think that obviously helped him, and, you know, for this playoff run.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's always questions about Kawhi Leonard coming back or not. I think he does resign. He'll have a good hefty amount of money to be given to him. But obviously, you know, there's those rumors about going to the Clippers or even the Lakers. But I have a hunch feeling he'll stay. I mean, I think he's created something really special in Toronto. And, you know, coming from the East, it's not that difficult to make it to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I also agree with that. I think it's going to be really hard for him to leave. I was watching earlier in Toronto, the parade. It's obviously, you have a whole country, you know, behind you. It's going to be tough for him. Like, when he, you know, he processes everything, it's going to be tough for him to leave. Considering you have a whole country behind you, the parade is obviously going on. When he processes it and he realizes how special, you know, Toronto is, and how, you know, you have a whole state or city behind you, but, like, in Toronto, you have a whole country behind you. When he processes it, you're going to realize, like, you know, this is special. You know, you might want to be a part of it going forward.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, the team is stacked. For Danny Green, you were just saying that he's also a free agent this summer. He might go to the Lakers. That'd be interesting to do that. I think that'd be a good fit for him.
Yeah.
Baseball, Clinton Frazier from the Yankees, 24 years old, heads back to the minor leagues as Edwin Encarnacion, one of the major's more prolific active home run hitters, gets added to the Yankees' 25-man roster following the Saturday trade that brought him to the Bronx Bombers from Seattle. What are your thoughts about this trade?
I think it's a great trade for the Yankees. Obviously, a lot of Yankees fans I talk to all the time, you know, think it precludes us out of the pitching market. I don't think so. I think that the Yankees still have time between now and the trade deadline to obviously, you know, add that extra starter if the price is right. I think it's a great trade for the Yankees. It gives them more depth, more lineup versatility. I think it's great for the Yankees. I was running by a couple mock lineups with my Yankee fans. You could have a lineup of Aaron Hicks in center, Judge in right when he comes back, Giancarlo, who should be back on Tuesday, Edwin at DH, batting fourth, Luke Voit, Gary Sanchez, DJ LeMahieu, Didi, and Gleyber Torres, you know, batting ninth. The Yankees hit 20 homers from every spot in the order last year. I think you could see a deep Yankee lineup. You're going to see more days off. I think what this means for Clint Frazier is that the Yankees possibly look for him for a starter, you know, down the line if there's a Max Scherzer out there to go out there for the Yankees, possibly a Zach Wheeler, another starter that the Yankees are looking at from the Mets. I think this really means less time for Brett Gardner. You know, he's been with the Yankees for the last 10 years. I think this converts him to, like, a fourth outfielder, essentially.
The Yankees are first place in the American League East, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Orioles. Is it a two-way race with the Rays?
I think I'm not going to rule out Boston because Boston still has J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts. Their offense is still prolific. I think, you know, what they're going through a lot is, you know, Alex Cora didn't want to push Chris Sale early. So I think what they're going through is a championship angle. I don't want to rule out Boston because Boston's still offense. They're still going to play well in the rivalry. I still think they're going to play well in the second half. But, you know, I think it's still going to be a three-team race. So I don't want to rule out Boston.
Still early on, it's June, All-Star break is next month, so a lot going on in Major League Baseball, of course. K-Lou is probably the only guy on the sportscast who's able to tell us and give us a little recap of Major League Baseball, and he does a great job at it. Let's go to game anything else before game predictions?
No.
Let's go. Major League Baseball is the only sport going on tonight. Philadelphia at Washington.
I'm going Philadelphia.
The Mets at the Braves.
Braves.
San Francisco at the Dodgers.
Dodgers by 4 runs.
There you go. And random question, which vegetable do you dislike the most?
Carrots.
Yeah, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I would pick like broccoli or cauliflower.
I love broccoli. Especially Chinese. I love broccoli.
With cheese?
No, just regular plain broccoli.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kyle, how can people reach you online to talk to you about the Yankees?
They can reach me at Caillou Borden 12 on Twitter, Logase, and they can reach me on Instagram at CaillouB123.
Kyle has one of the best Twitter feeds. He goes into very deep analytics of the Yankees, any other sport. And, of course, we'll be watching out the NBA offseason this summer. It was supposed to be a big one. I mean, it's still big. It's still a big summer, so we'll see what other trades are going to happen. Houston, we'll eye in Houston a little bit. We'll see what happens in TV and the Knicks. Hopefully the Knicks will get something going. I really hope that team gets something going.
For sure.
Anyways, visit us on thesportscast.net for all the latest news and coverage. Kyle, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you.